never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. And this house is a live-in of mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand new Cadillac. The back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll loose the bottom. It don't make no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rocky. Wintertime, we sometimes have some snow blows into the cracks. It's too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this here federal government. Every Wednesday, I get commodities by sometimes 4 or 5 sacks. Pick them up down at the welfare office driving that new Cadillac. Now some folks say I'm crazy and I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all them are free lunches at school. We get peanut butter and cheese and man they give us flour by the sacks. Of course them welfare checks they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. Now, the way that I see it, these other folks are fools. They're working and paying taxes just to send my young'uns through school. Salvation Army cuts her hair and gives the clothes we wear on her back so we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. But things still gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. They tell me this new president put in a whole new poverty plan. Well, he's gonna send us poor folks money. They say we're gonna get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already shopping around for her new Cadillac.